Many of Hawaii's institutions have benefited from the lessons of the host culture, and there are many lessons to be had. Pre-contact Hawaiians had strong ideas of kuleana, our responsibility, along with an effective means of dispute resolution, ho'oponopono. The Pono Policy Academy is an effort to restore public trust in the political process by bringing some of those values and practices back. Alex Santiago is the founder of the Pono Policy Academy, and he's with us in our studio. Hi, Alex.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Good to see you.
Yeah, good to be here.
What made you want to get this going, the Pono Policy Academy?
Well, for the last 30-plus years, for those who know me, I've been in and around politics, both as a legislator, as former party chair, and then on the outside as an advocate. And I do believe that we are experiencing some of the most difficult times ever in politics today. And so we came up with the idea, rather than just continuing to complain about it, let's go ahead and do something about it. So the Pono Policy Academy is really an effort to bring Pono politics back into the play and get the public to realize that, you know, this policymaking process is the only game in town, and we can't just tune out like we have been, lowest voter turnout in history. We need to engage and inform people, and that's what we're trying to do.
Well, as you know, policy is frequently made through adversarial means.
I know better than most.
As you know better right. than most, and the public has a distaste for adversarial mm-hmm. things, doesn't mm-hmm. it?
Well, I think that being the head of the No Vote, No Grumble program for all these years, that the public has pretty much said in the numerous conversations that I've had with thousands of people that they no longer believe that some of the individuals that they have to vote for are in their best interest.
And they're looking, trusted.
They can't be trusted. So with this kind of really negative view that people have, they've pulled back, and that's why they're not voting. So what we want to try to do through the Pono Policy Academy is get people with strong understanding of what Pono means, honesty, integrity, transparency, courage, all of these types of qualities that we look for. And many of them say they would run, but they don't know how. So we're going to teach them how. We're going to say, if you're interested, we'll show you how to do it.
Well, everyone who runs says that he or she possesses all those qualities and more.
Correct.
In abundance.
Yes.
And we've been given reason to doubt the veracity of said claims.
As evidenced by so many headlines we see today.
Yeah.
I think, though, that, again, having been in around this business for some 30 years, we have seen times when there are individuals who are not there just to get reelected, but who are there to serve the public and serve the people that put them there. And we want to look at getting those individuals to run for office and then to show that you can, in fact, be a part of that process and not give in to those types of, quote, games that people believe everybody has to do.
Well, if you were to step inside most legislative offices today, Alex, you would not be too surprised to hear much of the discussion centering around getting reelected.
Unfortunately, I agree with you.
Right.
And and that's happening at the national level as well. If you look at the national level, the only two Republican congressional members who spoke out are both saying they're not running for reelection. When reelection becomes the end and be all, mm-hmm. We have problems. And again, as a candidate, as someone who's been there, I can tell you that the most outspoken and I think courageous individuals are those who did not put that kind of emphasis on their being there. They were there to serve. They were there to openly discuss with the community what was going on. And what we see now is a very closed kind of program, and it has to change. It's going to change.
Well, Alex, this is a career choice that involves working day and night, 7 days a week,
yeah.
and facing the possibility of getting dumped after 2 years mm-hmm. or 4 years mm-hmm. or maybe six if you're mm-hmm. really lucky, mm-hmm. right?
Well, I served for 10 years, and I don't want to just continue to use myself as an example because there are numerous examples of individuals who have gone in, served their time. I chose to retire after serving 10 years with, in my opinion, the kind of honor that is deserving of the role. I know many others who have done the same. We need to attract those individuals to run again. And yes, it is a tremendous sacrifice. I will not lie.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Alex. Mm-hmm. It's a tough sell. Mm-hmm. Here's a job that will, you know, consume your life, mm-hmm. and it might end on one November night just like that.
Well, again, The privilege of serving, as again, speaking from experience, for me, after my first term, I said, well, if I don't get reelected, this has been a great run for 2 years, and I got reelected. And I said after that, I said, if I don't serve, this is a great run. When you're down there and you have the opportunity to really serve and do the things that your community has given you, it's a high. It's a high like nothing I can ever explain. After 10 years, I had had enough. It was time for me to move on. I do believe that there are many, many people out there who could, in fact, serve and be very, very excellent public servants, but they don't know how. So what we want to do with the Pono Policy Academy is teach them, this is how you run a campaign, and not only that, we want to teach them what they should do once they get in, and how, in fact, to practice Pono politics.
Well, you might think that one way to run a campaign would be, it seems like a kind of an odd negative, but by saying, I don't care if I get reelected, I'm going to do the right thing.
We've heard people say that, and once they get in,
yeah.
I have seen the change happen almost overnight, where an individual is taught some of the most horrific ethics that I've seen. So what we need to do is, again, get the public to become better informed, get the public to hold people more accountable. And it does, you know, it's an old cliche, but we get what we deserve.
Sure.
When we see 38% voting in the primary election, I mean, that's really an embarrassment for our state. And that needs to change.
It's just that it's such a long way back, Alex, you know. I mean, when a politician says, trust me,
yeah,
what
yeah.
resonance does that have?
Again,
what else are they going
yeah,
to say?
You know, and I go back to my thing at the very beginning. There is no other game in town. This is the only game in town. Everything that's done on that square building on Beretania Street affects every component of our lives. We cannot choose to continue to just say, you know what, I'm going to hold my fingers to my nose, turn away because it's all pilau. I don't want to be a part of it. That has to change. And that starts with every individual taking it upon themselves to say, what's my part? How can I get involved? So no vote, no grumble said it all. If you don't like what's going on, then don't complain. In fact, you're endorsing what's going on down there. So we're saying, get involved, find people who you believe can, in fact, practice Pono politics. Let's teach them how to run. Let's get them in there, because I can say again from experience that if you have individuals in those positions that are practicing transparency, honesty, integrity, it's going to change a lot of the public's perception of what's going on.
Well, along with the people kind of holding their nose, you've also got people sticking their, you know, wet their finger and stick it up in the air to see which way the wind is blowing.
Correct.
So that they can move accordingly.
Yeah, yeah. And we need to change that again by having an informed public. And the last, you know, one of the things I do want to say is this, that if people continue to check out, then all we're going to have are those individuals who choose to play down there, and that's those lobbyists, and they're being paid by the big businesses, et cetera, whoever, special interest groups is what I'm saying, that's basically running the show down there. And that's what I find the most distasteful of what I'm seeing going on. There's only this small group that's controlling everything, and the place is deserted most of the time that I go down there, and that's got to change.
Most people outside of that square building on Beretania Street don't know much about the whole lobbying process, do they?
They don't. And we need to change that through better information going out through the media, things like this. We're launching the Pono Policy Academy next month. It's going to come out in PSAs, and we're going to give everybody an opportunity so there's no excuse for them not knowing what's going on. All you have to do is care.
Alex, we'll check in with you from time to time.
Please do.
See how it's doing, all right?
Okay.
Thanks very much for
Thank
coming
you.
In. Alex Santiago is the founder of the Pono Policy Academy, whose mission is to restore the public's interest, faith, trust, and respect in our legislative process through the practice of Pono politics.